This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it true that the Prophet ﷺ said that a woman who doesn't answer her husband when he calls her will be cursed by the angels? Well, yes, it is true that our Prophet ﷺ did say that a woman should answer the call of her husband. Now, what does it mean, the call of her husband? This is a gentle or a generic way of saying that when the husband desires his wife and wants intimacy, the woman should not turn him down. Now, obviously, the purpose of this hadith, again, the point of this hadith is that the Prophet ﷺ is telling women that they have a right or they have an obligation to answer their call of the call of their husbands in this regard, as long as they don't have a legitimate excuse. So obviously, something of a severe headache or they're sick or something, obviously in that situation, they may tell their husbands of this, and the husband should also take that into account. However, women should not deprive their husbands of intimacy based on an argument, based on a personal, you know, thing that happened on that day, because this is going to end up harming the marriage. Now, it's a two-way street, by the way. The husband can never deprive the woman of her livelihood, of her sustenance, of her food and drink, of paying the rent. So the husband is always obliged to take care of the wife, no matter how bad of an argument they have. The husband has to make sure his wife has food, a roof over her head, clothes to wear. He has to take care of her needs. Now, the woman as well has a bare minimum that she has to take care of the needs of the husband. And our Prophet ﷺ, in order to save the marriage, in order to make sure marriages don't collapse, if a woman deprives her husband of that need out of spite, out of anger, this is a recipe for disaster, and it's going to really end up hurting, maybe even ending up in divorce. And so our Prophet ﷺ is telling women, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of their Creator, don't do it for your husband, don't do it for him. Do it if you're a believing lady and you want to earn the pleasure of Allah. Don't open up this door of depriving your husband of intimacy simply because of a personal issue that has happened. So we need to understand the goal and the spirit of the hadith. The purpose of the hadith really is teaching men and women what is the red line that should not be crossed when it comes to marital issues. Other ayat and verses, they tell us the role of the man is that he is the one who is responsible for the woman. So it can, as I said, be reversed, and we can tell the man, under no circumstance can you deprive your wife of sustenance or of whatnot. In fact, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said of the rights of the woman that she has over a husband is that the husband can never kick her out of the house, can never be harsh with her, can never curse her. So there's a minimal level. And some of the companions would have fights with their wives, such as Ali and Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ and the son-in-law. They had a fight, and the Prophet ﷺ went to try to resolve it, and he finds out that Fatima's in the house alone. And he asks, where is Ali? And she says, he went to the masjid, and he was sleeping in the masjid. So when there was a fight, Ali radiallahu anhu went outside and slept in the masjid, not Fatima. Ali slept outside, not Fatima. The husband never mistreats the wife, no matter how bad the fight becomes. And therefore, as we said, it's a two-way street here. Just like the husband has a bare minimum, so too the wife has a bare minimum. That's really the purpose and the goal. And each of the two parties has to do it for the sake of Allah, not necessarily for each other's sake. And if they do that, then inshallah, the marriage has a chance of flourishing and of being a sustainable and happy marriage.